This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, the Texans absolutely cannot be done. They absolutely cannot be done in free agency, in the trade market. We know they're not done, obviously, with the draft. And here's where I'm at. And I feel pretty confident in saying this. The Texans are not a first-round draft pick offensive lineman away from being better this year than they were last year. It has to be. There has to be more than a draft pick. It has to be more than Lakin Tomlinson, Ed Ingram, and a draft pick. And you reshuffle. Hope Juice is better. Hope Jarrett Patterson can roll at center. Hope Titus Howard works at left tackle. Hope Blake Fisher gets better at right tackle. Like, that's a lot of hoping. That's a lot of wishing and hoping. There's no way that Nick Caserio's done. Now, they did restructure, as we mentioned a little earlier, they did restructure Christian Kirk's contract, freed up $12 million of cap space. And the Texans got a little room to work with. I think there's a trade in the works, boys. I cannot... Given everything that we've been told, everybody that's repeated the whole fixing the protection from the inside out, what's on the line for C.J. Stroud, really what's, if you look at it offensively, the easiest way for this football team to get to be better under D'Amico Ryans than they've been the first 2 years is to make some level of an improvement on the offensive side of the ball. Defense ain't got no problem improving. I mean, their performances are improving. The roster's improving. Their players are getting better. They're developing them. D'Amico Ryans has put them in the best place to win. Now, if they can just stay a little bit healthier in the back end and get a couple guys up front, stay off them PEDs, then play 17 games, that defense is you're going to get up there and you're going to be flirting with some of the best defenses in the game for sure. But offensively, they can't be done, boys. There has to be a trade on the horizon with the Houston Texans. Nick has to be working the phones hot and heavy right now trying to find a significant trade. And here's the question. Who on this team right now, what current Texan has trade value? What current Texan can Nick Caserio pick the phone up and have a conversation with a whatever position the guy plays for need and say, hey, we got this guy right here, man. Let's make a deal. We need interior offensive line. What do you need? Who's got value on this current football team? I got a list of five guys, and I'd argue that they're in this particular order. Tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
Titus Howard. Now, one might ask, what the hell are you talking about? We got two tackles on this team. I believe you can find a tackle in this draft with a first or second round pick. And I believe you can solve. I mean, I'd be okay going to battle with
that. What would you need for Titus Howard to ensure that you can get that tackle as a first or second round pick?
I think here's the thing. Again, I think Titus Howard is significantly more valuable than fans and a lot of folks in the media would give him credit.
Especially at this point in time.
Well, you're talking about a guy that can play two tackles or guard. Mm-hmm. And that's he's played some pretty good tackle on both ends. And he's played some decent fill-in guard. Hadn't been pretty, but it's been a Band-Aid. When you can do that, you know, your value is through the roof. I think Titus Howard, if he is a Texan this year, I think by mid-year, Titus Howard will be the player that everybody's thankful for. Right now, there's people like scared crapless that Titus Howard's a left tackle. I don't think he's going to be Laremy Tunsil, obviously, but I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. He's a pretty damn good player on the edge once he's put into training camp, playing left tackle.
Yeah.
Okay, Titus Howard, Christian Harris, John Metchie, Dalton Schultz, and last but not least, just to give you five of them, Damian Pierce. I think there's some level of value with these guys. Obviously, starting high with Titus Howard and ending low with Damian Pierce. I'm not talking about the Kenyon Green throw-in trade. I'm not talking about, you know, those are all great, but I'm talking about moves where you're trading good for good.
Yeah.
You're trading a good-sized contract for a good-sized contract. You're trading a really good prospect for a really good prospect. You're trading a guy that everybody was high on 2 years ago or 3 years ago coming out in the combine and coming out as a prospect, coming out of college, and maybe they've shown some flashes, but they just hadn't stepped over there yet. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about one of these, we'll throw somebody in or we'll throw a seventh round pick in. I'm talking about a trade that means something. Titus Howard, Christian Harris, John Metchie, Dalton Schultz, and Damian Pierce.
I'd put Metchie at the bottom of the list in terms of like overall trade value.
Well, the Metchie thing is interesting because I would too if you just look at these names.
Mm-hmm.
The Dalton Schultz would be higher on the list if it wasn't for the contract in the tape last year.
Agreed.
Right? So I'm looking at John Metchie. There's no way to look at what John Metchie did last year and not go, John Metchie got better. And I know there's a lot of people that were really, really high on John Metchie when he was coming out. So that's what I was banking on putting him at three.
I was going to say, like, I might even move Dalton Schultz up the list if not for what you just said, the contract and, like, how poor the play was.
But you're right. Maybe I should have put him up there because, look, the Texans could eat half of that contract and win.
I'd consider putting Dalton Schultz number two in terms of highest trade value. Okay. One, because he's already got the contract. Two, because the tight end market this offseason, if you thought last offseason was terrible, it ain't much better this offseason.
Yeah.
How many teams out there would love to have a good pass-catching tight end that maybe feel like, you know what, we don't have to do as much with this guy in the blocking, in the run-blocking game. Or we just want to use him for his strength as a good pass-catching tight end. Maybe as a safety blanket like we talked about him being for C.J. Stroud a couple of years ago in his rookie season. So for that reason, I'd put Schultz higher, and I'd put him higher too because of Christian Harris. The lack of durability and availability for Christian Harris. Like, that's one of those prospect, cheap, but how available has he been the last 2 years?
Right.
Unfortunately, not much. And even when he was quote unquote healthy towards the end of the season, Texans didn't play him that much. You know, D'Amico used him kind of like as, it didn't feel like an afterthought, but it felt like a guy, like a complimentary piece. Like, we don't really need you, but boy, we're really going to jack some dudes up if we throw you out there. You know what I mean?
D'Amico Ryans, I don't know if he was this level of forward thinking, but I mean, when that level of defensive coordinator in the game says, this is the most talented linebacker that I've seen, that I've ever coached, and he's coached Fred Warner and coached Dre Greenlaw, and now he's coaching Azeez and Toa Toa. I mean, like, that is a, to me, and again, I'm not saying he was trying to sell him at the time, but if D'Amico thinks that, like, I think if he thought that about a player and that player was somebody somewhere else and he was on the trade block, D'Amico's ears would perk.
I think it's a good point. Here's the thing, though. If you traded Damian Pierce, what are you getting for him? Because now you need an RB2. If you traded John Metchie, I mean, he may or may not be a part of this team when camp breaks in 2025. Same goes with Xavier Hutchinson. We don't really know. Wide receiver corps is like a chief concern of mine. If you trade Dalton Schultz, Well, you're probably going to ride with some iteration of Tegan Quatoriano, Cade Stover, Irv Smith, and let's please just all pray that Brevin Jordan is healthy, yeah, because I think he could be badass on the Nikkei.
I would be. This is not just my frustration, or you, if you will, with Dalton Schultz. I would love to hear that they're going into camp and the priorities are Cade Stover and Brevin Jordan. I would absolutely love it. I want Brevin's name to be in that. I'm going to tell you, Brevin, we missed Brevin last year. We missed Brevin a lot more than one might think. I mean, his ability in the pass game to like, if you do catch something underneath versus pressure, now you've got lesser defenders in the you know, to beat, and his ability to make big plays. We miss that. His ability just in the pass game to create separation from DBs. We miss that. Of course, nobody saw Dalton Schultz not being a factor in that area and dropping key throws. But Brevin Jordan to me is the guy that, if he can stay healthy, could jump on the scene and really help this football team. But Cade Stover and a dog that Cade Stover's got in him.
Yeah.
Irv Smith too. I mean, Irv is obviously not an upper echelon tight end, but we talked about it a little bit the other day on the show. I mean, when you give me a guy that in pass protection, he may get beat inside, but he's going to ride whatever that defensive end is. He's going to ride and push and give the quarterback somewhere to slide to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Dalton Schultz couldn't even get that accomplished. So
nope.
I'd love to see him move on from Dalton Schultz, and even with the guys they have, and be good. Maybe sign somebody in free agency, or maybe draft somebody would be cool. But let me
throw a slight wrench into this.
Okay.
Just add another question to this. There's only two guys that fall into this category because of the contracts. Do you think Titus Howard is more likely to be traded or more likely to be restructured? And the same question would apply for Dalton Schultz. More likely to be traded or more likely to be restructured?
I'll be honest with you. I don't think unless the Texans are going to eat some of that contract, I don't think Dalton Schultz is tradable. I think it was that bad. I think football, even 2025 football guys, coaches, what they saw last year from Dalton Schultz are absolutely disgusted with. I don't think you're going to have to eat half his contract.
I can't disagree with that.
You have to eat half his contract in order to trade him, I would think.
So restructure possibility.
Possibly.
Dalton, yeah.
Titus Howard is the one. I just can't see you. That would be you'd really expose yourself to not tackle problems. Like, can we help them? But just guys that can flat out play the position.
Yeah.
Like, cause you can't give a guy, like, I don't think the one thing I feel good about Blake Fisher and Titus Howard is, like, one on one, I know who I have. They may get beat, but I don't think they're going to get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and that's a low bar, but I think that's reality. As long as I don't just get flat ass beat constantly, then I can chip and I can do some things formationally to help him out and give him a better chance. But we couldn't even execute that last year. That's the bad thing is, like, we couldn't. Dalton Schultz would line up. This is the most frustrating thing in football, and it just happens to be Dalton Schultz, right? Sorry, so it's not piling on, just reality. Like, when you see the tight end in a two-point stance, like 1 yard, you know, outside and 1 yard off the ball from the tackle, like, you're doing that so that you can run, you can release off the ball straight ahead, and that D end either has to hit you or that DN has to stutter his feet to avoid you.
Mm-hmm.
And now as a tackle, I can set with depth, and now I'm catching you and it's game over. I got you. Right? Dalton would move his ass out of the way.
Yeah.
Like I'm just thinking, what in the world is that? Like we couldn't even accomplish that. So, and they still, I mean, Blake Fisher still hung on for dear life. So, a lot of the problems were more communication issues with the pressure. I think those guys would be fine. I don't see Titus Howard getting moved, but if you're going to move him for a significant piece inside, I would not be opposed to making it happen.
If you wanted to make people in this city really nervous, you trade Titus Howard, because I don't think we're having as much offensive line conversation at this point in time if the Texans don't trade.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Laremy Tunsil. If you had Laremy Tunsil as left tackle, and you knew Tytus Howard was already paid and under contract, and he's played right tackle, and this was a soft offensive line, you needed to get tougher. Well, maybe effectively you have at least attempted to do that with Laken Thompson and Ed Ingram and some other depth pieces, competitive guys that maybe you feel like can push each other in camp. And oh, by the way, you got Scruggs and Patterson and, you know, these guys to work with in camp too. And you'd still wouldn't be done. You still needed to go draft a guy, I think. But we'd feel 1,000 times better if Laremy Tunsil was a Houston Texan right now today. It's just the risk reward. What is it going to look like in 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months from now? That's the scary part.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.